because wanting to see the employment within the state. The position of the state and the administration is that in, you know, costs can be lower, and if we have some, a real increase in prison population, that we can house those prisoners more cheaply at outside facilities, and also that they can be reliever facilities if you don't have the capital dollars to get the construction so that you can house them. So,
if I could just, just if we're just having a kind of informal discussion here, my guess is that public employees would be concerned if we started closing prisons and moving people out. But my guess is that I can't imagine an objection if you wanted to, to stop growth in the employment in the Department of Corrections. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah.
But
well, Senator Menard.
Well, can we move inmates outside now? If
we just tried, and somehow we couldn't do it, right?
We can't move inmates out now?
We can, I believe, to public facilities, but not if they're privately managed facilities.
Well, was that where didn't we try, where did we just try to send some, Oklahoma or something like that?
Last year, there was contempt in
I know we put some in Minnesota a few years back. So.
Well, if you wouldn't have an objection,
no,
we could put
know.
The bill in, we can discuss
sounds like we've got a lot to discuss on this.
Yeah, right. All right, so I'll put those three bills in then, the two on Medicaid and the one on the prisons.
Just going to work us.